Thank you for joining Mechon Hadar's learning of Pirkei Avot in honor of our 10th year celebration.
This week's Dvar Torah is by Dina Weiss.
Mishnah Yud Gimel, Mishnah 13. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Sechok, laughter, Vekalut Rosh, and levity, Margilin La'erva, accustom one to sexual impropriety. And we can see that Rabbi Akiva is pointing out that the rules of flirtation haven't changed over many centuries. People still laugh and joke around as a means of flirting. Rabbi Akiva continues, Masoret Siyag LaTorah. The tradition acts as a fence around the Torah. And by tradition, he's referring to the oral law. And one of the primary functions of the oral law is to create some more restrictions which keep you from actually violating the core Torah prohibitions. Rabbi Akiva is both describing what the function is of the oral Torah and also its limits. On the one hand, the Masoret is a fence to the Torah, so it goes beyond where the Torah goes. But as a fence is only effective if it closely hugs the perimeter of what the core violations and the core instructions of the Torah are. He continues, Masrot siyag la'osher. Proper tithing is a fence for wealth. If you want to make sure that you hold on to your wealth, somewhat counterintuitively, don't be stingy about it. Give away the part that isn't really yours. Be careful in your tithing. Nidarim siyag laprishut. Taking vows acts as a fence for asceticism. Siyag lachochma shetika. And a fence for wisdom is silence. If you want to maintain your wisdom and you want to keep its integrity, you should also have a sense of silence. Mishnah Yodalid, Mishnah 14. We're continuing with the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. Hu haya omer. Rabbi Akiva would say, Chaviv Adam shenivra betzalem. Humanity is dear to God, in that God created us in God's image, in God's form. Chiba yeteira noda lo shenivra betzalem. And there's an extra love, an extra affection here, in that humanity was notified, was told, that we were created in God's image. Shene'emar, as it says, B'tzelem Elohim asa ta'adam. God created humanity in God's image, in God's form. Continuing, Chavivin Yisrael. The Jews are dear. Shenikru'u banim lamakom. They were called the children of God, of the omnipresent. Not only that, but Chiba Yetera. They have an extra special affection. Nodad lahem. In that it was told to them, Shenikra'u banim lamakom, that they were called the children of the omnipresent, Shenemar, as it says, Banim atem ladonai Elohechem, you are children to Hashem, your God. And now we have another statement of how dear Israel is. Chavivin Yisrael, Israel, the Jews, are dear. Shenatan lahem kli chemda, that God has given to them this very precious object. And this precious object is the Torah. Chiba yetera nodat lahem. And there's a special dearness, a special affection, in that they were notified. Shenitan lahem kli chemda, shebo nivra ha'olam. That they were given this very special, very dear tool with which the world was created. Shene'emar, as it says, ki lekach tov natati lachem, for I have given you this great taking, this great message, Torati al ta'azovu, you should not abandon my Torah. Now, it's not clear from this pasuk that the Torah is the kli that was used to create the world. The pasuk only demonstrates that God has given us the Torah. It doesn't prove that the Torah was used to create the world. There are many rabbinic texts which attest to the idea that God created the world through the use of the Torah. The pasuk, ki lekach tov natati lachem torati al ta'azovu, comes from Mishle, chapter 4. Later in Mishle, chapter 8, we have another pasuk, where it says, Adonai Kanani Reshit Darko. God has acquired me, that is, wisdom, as Reshit, the first of his path. And the Midrash states, in a few places, that Bereshit Bara Elohim, that God created the world, Bereshit, means through the Reshit, through the Torah, that is called Reshit in Mishle. We're moving on to Mishnah Tetvav, to Mishnah 15. Rabbi Akiva is continuing to speak. He says, Hakol Tzafoy, everything is expected, meaning that God can see into the future. Veharashut Nituna, but nevertheless, permission is granted. And here Rabbi Akiva is articulating one of the most difficult philosophical problems. How can we have free will if God knows everything that's going to happen? He doesn't explain how it works, but he promises you that it does work. Uvetov ha'olam nidon. And the world is judged through goodness, meaning that God is always trying to judge us favorably. Vehakol lefi rov ha'maseh. And everything goes according to the majority of your action. And I think that what Rabbi Akiva means here is that if the world was not judged betov, if the world was not judged through God's generosity, then one sin should be sufficient for you to be condemned and for the world to be condemned. But because God has mercy, God is willing to look at the aggregate. God is willing to look at the collection of your deeds, as opposed to saying you sinned once. And our last Mishnah, Mishnah Tetzayin, Mishnah 16. Hu haya omer, Rabbi Akiva would say, Hakol natun ba'iravon. Everything, that is everything in this world, is given as a pledge. A pledge is something that doesn't belong to you, but that you are entrusted with and you have to take care of. And if something happens to that pledge, you're on the hook. And a ravon is a guarantee. Umetsuda prusa akola chayim. And there is a net spread out on all of life or all that lives. So here Rabbi Akiva is, I would say, dipping a little bit into the scary pile and saying, you have a lot of responsibility and there are a lot of potential pitfalls. On the one hand, everything is given to you as a pledge. And on the other hand, everywhere you go, there's a net. Hachanut ptucha, the store is open. V'hachen vani makif, and the store owner is making the rounds, collecting. V'hapinkas patuach, and the ledger is open. V'hayad kotevet, and the hand is writing. V'chol harotel lilvot, yavo v'yilveh. And now he's returning to the image of a guarantee or a loan. Anybody who wants to borrow can come and borrow. But v'hagaba'im machazirim tadir b'chol yom. But the people who collect are coming and returning constantly, every day. V'nifra'in min ha'adam, and they're going to collect from a person, mida'ato v'shalo mida'ato, whether he knows it or not. So if you sin, even if you don't know, the collection is coming. V'yesh lahem amashe yismochu, and they have on what to rely. These gaba'im, who are making the rounds, who are circling to collect all of the debts, they know that there are debts because of the pinkas patuach, because of the open ledger, the hayad kotevet, and the writing hand. V'hadin din emet, and the judgment is a true judgment. Whatever the gaba'im collect from you, they are right to collect. V'akol mitukan lasuda, and everything is set for the feast. None of the classical commentators, nor I, know exactly what Rabbi Akiva means when he says everything is prepared for the feast. It's very mysterious. The interpretation that I'm most partial towards is the interpretation that reads Hakol Mitukan Lasuda as an attempt to soften this image of the shopkeeper and the debt collectors circling. And that is that the reason why all of this is happening in our lifetime, that the gaba'im are taking all of the loans and collecting all of the debts in our lifetime, is so that when we pass away, everything will be set Everything will be all taken care of and will be able to enter the meal of Olam Haba without any debts hovering over our head. I'd like to return our attention to Mishnah Yudalit, to Mishnah 14, where Rabbi Akiva talks about how dear humanity is and how dear the Jews are in specific. He uses the word chaviv, and he talks about not only that we are objectively beloved, but also that there's a chiba yetera, there's an extra love, there's an extra affection, an extra dearness in our having been told that we are beloved, in our being told that we're created in God's image, in our being told that we are considered God's children, in our being told that we received the Torah, and that it's a precious gift, and it's a useful gift, because it's the tool that God used to create the world. A couple of years ago, I was flipping through the shelves in the Mount Sinai Jewish Center Beit Midrash, and I came across a non-academic book about Rashi. I remember flipping through the pages and being struck by one particular insight that this individual, and I apologize for not remembering his name, said about Rashi. And he said that if you look at the beginning of each of the books of the Torah, Rashi talks about how dear God considers the Jewish people. And indeed, if you look at the opening commentary that Rashi has to Bereishit, he is almost in effect quoting this Mishnah, in that his discussion of Bereishit bara Elohim, that God created the world with Reishit, is essentially a reflection of this idea that we were given the Torah through which God created the world. So the first set of Rashis on the Torah explicitly talk about God's desire to give Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people, and also God's desire to let us know that the Torah was created for the sake of Israel, who are called Reishit, through the Torah, which is itself called Reishit. And even though Rashi doesn't use the term Chiba explicitly, it seems very clear that he is, in the back of his mind, thinking about this Mishnah, which understands this idea of our being given the Torah, through which the world is created, as a manifestation of God's Chiba. When you flip to Sefer Shemot, Sefer Vayikra, and Sefer Bamidbar, you actually see that in Rashi's first comment in each of these books, Rashi uses the language of Chiba. In Shemot, Rashi says that the reason why God counts the names of all of the people who entered Egypt, coming down with Yaakov, is Lehodia Chibatam, to make their dearness known. And in Vayikra, when Rashi is trying to explain the double language of Vayikra Adonai El Moshe Vayedaber, that God called out to Moshe and then spoke, Rashi explains that this calling before speaking is Lashon Chiba, is a language of affection. And in Bamidbar, when God again counts Bnei Yisrael, Rashi says, Mitoch Chibatam Mana Otam. Rashi says that the reason why God counts us is out of God's affection for us. In Sefer Dvarim, Rashi doesn't quite use the language of Chiba, but again, I think the theme is very present, where Rashi understands the opening of Dvarim, the opening of Moshe's speech, to really be an opening of Moshe yelling at us, of Moshe telling Bnei Yisrael all of the things that they have done wrong. And the way that Moshe yells is in a discreet way, by referring to the places where the sins occurred, rather than referring explicitly to the sins themselves. And Rashi says, Satam et hadvarim mipnei chvodan, that Moshe is being vague in the matters because he wants to show honor to Bnei Yisrael. And this concern with Bnei Yisrael's honor, even at the time when Moshe is trying to make them feel bad, Moshe is trying to instruct them and rebuke them for their sins, I think is, though not quite Chiba, definitely a Rashi that demonstrates, at the beginning of this book as well, a love and affection and respect and care for Bnei Yisrael being exhibited at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. I think that there's something so beautiful and so moving about this idea of Chiba Yetera. specifically the chiba yeterah that comes from knowing, of being told that you are loved. There are no more treasured words in the English language than I love you. There are no words that are harder to say to someone, and no words that carry as much freight and as much meaning. We don't say them enough. We don't let people know enough that we love them. We assume that they know that they're loved. I told you in 2003 that I loved you. Do I need to tell you every day, every year that I love you? And what this Mishnah is pointing to, and what these Rashis also reflect, is yes. It's not sufficient for someone to know that they're loved intellectually. People need to be told that they're loved. This is the chiba yeterah. This is the next level of affection. And I'd like to suggest that while Rabbi Akiva is describing how much God loves us by letting us know that he loves us, and Rashi is letting us know that even when we don't see it explicitly in the text, the Torah is all about God's telling us how much God loves us. We have an imitatio Dei responsibility to also let the people in our lives know how much we love them, not to be satisfied with the chiba that exists, but to take it to the next level of chiba yetera, the extra love that comes from expressing love. Next week's Mishnah is Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Zayin, Chapter 3, Mishnah 17.
For more opportunities to be involved in our 10th year celebration, please visit mechonhadar.org/siyum. Join us on Thursday, March 2nd for our Siyum celebration and be a part of our first ever National Shabbaton for March 3rd through 5th, 2017.